Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talk. On today's special show, we're starting a new series called Now What. Now What is specifically designed for Jennifer Schutemaker. And this is a series that is for people who know what they want to do and for some reason are not doing it. We're also going to have a session on for those who are not so sure about what they want to do, and we'll do a clarification session. But mostly, if you really know and you really have this passion to do something, and for some reason you're procrastinating, or another word, maybe you blocked and you're not doing it, this will be a great opportunity to call in and to get it going, to literally get like a boost, almost like a shot of vitamins to make you so excited about what you're doing that you're not going to be able to stop yourself. That's how powerful we're hoping that this will be. Because people who procrastinate, really, they're blocked. And they almost always think it's because they're lazy, or maybe they have a lack of this character trait, like maybe they don't have enough willpower or commitment or discipline. But that's really not the case. And the case is really that you're blocked from using what you already have, your skills, your talent, your energy, your vision, your commitment, all those things, you already have it. So another way of describing being blocked or procrastinating is being disempowered, which is also kind of denotes that there are forces acting on you that are causing your underproductivity, for lack of another word. So, in other words, your procrastination is not because you have this intrinsic deficiency or a deficit on your part, but like to outside forces that you have no control over, because it's something a little bit deeper than that and a lot simpler to adjust. So we're going to uncover and eliminate those forces that are disempowering you. And honestly, it's done really easily because I'm the number one procrastinator on this planet. And if I can get over it, anybody can. And once you clear up this misconception and this idea of disempowerment, it should bring you hope. So regardless of how many years or decades you've been struggling with your procrastination problem, Jennifer is here to talk about how it's solvable. And I'm definitely very, very committed to that. So in our series, Procrastination, Jennifer Schutemaker is going to generously share all the information that she has, and we're going to give you the opportunity to join us. It's going to be kind of like a town hall meeting where we can focus in on your specific issue. So without further ado, Jennifer Schutemaker, welcome, and thank you so much for doing this. This is amazing.
Thank you, Tippy. Oh, this is so exciting. And just so grateful to for everyone to allow us in your space. And Tippy, I have to say, I would love you to share that story, though, because when Tippy says she's the greatest procrastinator, that is, it's so endearing, and it's so compassionate, because so many people, I think, are relating and saying, oh my gosh, so am I, and they're so sort of secretly cringing in the background. But can you just say, Tippy made a decision. We had a show just recently, and after we spoke, Tippy, can you just tell everyone what you did, what you decided to do the next day? You booked the trip.
Well, what happened was I talked to you, and you told me that we were going to start doing this procrastination series. And I've been procrastinating for 9 years, wanting to go to Israel. And you were on your way to the airport, I think I spoke to you, or maybe you were even already at the airport, and you said, no, I'm leaving for a few weeks. I'll be back, and then we'll start with the procrastination. And the next day, I booked my ticket, and I'm on my way to Israel, and I'm going to be gone in 2 weeks, and I'm so excited about it.
Yes.
9 years
and
is long enough to wait.
It is, and what's beautiful about that, and we're going to explore more into the depth of that, is that there are things unfolding for Tippy that are on this journey. There's people, there's circumstances, events that are supporting her journey. I mean, she's going to be speaking there. She's met the right people that have said, oh, come here, da, da, da. And it's just a wondrous thing. And I just want to I mean, there's so much on this. I mean, I think just strap yourselves to your chairs because there's so much about perfectionism. And, you know, it doesn't really have to be an evil word. It's like any other word. We have so much bias and we put so much energy towards it. And I think, like anything else, the more we are struggling or straining to not be procrastinators, I think that it actually is a self-defeating behavior because, in essence, I really think it's our perfectionism that keeps us back. I mean, let's face it, most of us who are listening, yes, are raised in this Western glamorized concept of, you know, my life and my dreams and my concept, my goals. And it has to be either on a banner on the roadside or a ticker tape moment. And I constantly tell people there really was no ticker tape moment. I mean, Byron Katie says such a beautiful, eloquent way that life is those everyday moments. You know, it's washing the dishes. It's seeing the mundane and the everyday because it's our days that we live. We don't live in lives. We live in days. And I'm here to say to all of you that when we think we live a lives, it seems like it's too much to tackle. You know, a life. Oh, it's a life. And it's a huge, insurmountable, you know, entity. Whereas when we take it day by day, believe it or not, the day is all that you have. The moment is all that you have. And it's how we live that day-to-day and that moment-to-moment awareness that actually brings you more joy and more success. And by success, I want to qualify that because, you know, we think of success, again, we go back to this westernized advertised, what you'll see on the local TV show as, you know, you have to have this and this whole list of that and everyone's getting their to-do list done and It's not the case, everyone. It's really not the case. Success is when you're enjoying the destination, and the destination is the journey, and the journey is being happy. If you're not happy, if you're not happy, then there really isn't a point of being here, is there? I mean, you know, and this all really does have to do with procrastination, because I feel like it's this never-ending battle, and Tippi referred to this in the beginning of, you know, what's missing, you know, those pieces of, you know, I have to have one more thing and then I'll do it, I'll launch. You know, 5 years later, if I could only just have one more conversation, then I'll, you know, I'll do this. Or if my kids, you know, I'll wait till they grow up. Or, you know, when my mother gets better, I'll also take this class. Or there's always a circumstance or some obstacle that we create to sabotage what we want to do, what we want to be, and what we think, you know, we're here to become. And those are really self-imposed obstacles because it's about being, you know, what is it in this moment that you can do? I think I just wanted to say our to-do list, I have to tell you, you're never going to get those things done because as soon as you check off something, it's going to be replaced by something else, I guarantee you.
But actually, it's going to be replaced by three new things, I guarantee you. And and I have to tell
that.
You something. And
right.
I have to tell you something
right.
You said that. Yeah, and I have to tell you something you said that really touches base with me today. You said that it's about seeing the mundane in every day and in every second. And this morning, about an hour ago, I knew that if I didn't go take a walk in nature, I wouldn't do it at all. And as I'm walking, actually focused on that moment of just walking. I was thinking about you. I was thinking about our conversation. And I said, I know we're going to be talking about living in the moment. Let me try it. And I'm walking in this park where there is snow and puddles of water. The snow is melting. It's a mess. And the ducks came in from across the street and don't even ask what they did. And I'm trying to focus on the moment. And I'm walking and really focusing on, like, really how my foot is touching the ground and how my coat feels. And all of a sudden, out of the little little thing that I saw in front of me that I would not have even noticed is a puddle of water, and then there's trees on top, and the trees are obviously naked. There's nothing on them. And I looked in the puddle, and the trees and the reflection in the water of seeing the trees upside down and straight up, and it was just a beautiful thing. And I actually took a picture that I will post to show you how beautiful that was, that I would have totally missed it if I didn't consciously focus on exactly that moment of where I was. So that's something very, very powerful and very inspirational.
It is. And think of the moment. That is a successful moment you had. That is success. You had, you know, that momentary awareness in time. And, you know, in my book, Why We Don't Awaken, it's about what's holding back humanity from reaching its full potential. And the thing is we inflate these goals. You know, we think, well, if it is a sense of worthiness. And let me just back up, because I think it's perfectionism and our sense of worthiness has a lot to do with why we procrastinate. It's our sense of worthiness, and that by that I mean how we feel about ourselves and our ability to receive. But when you talk about the everyday moments, we feel like we have to get through them, but actually our everyday mundane tasks actually shape us. It's those tasks that you do each day, whether it's, you know, taking care of your parents, whether it's wiping the mouth of your child as you're feeding it, whether it's, you know, going to the grocery store. It is actually those everyday moments. That is how we spend the majority of our time. Those are the moments where you will, it's like a 24/7 school of how to enjoy your destination, which is, again, enjoying the journey. That is actually your life. That is your moment-to-moment awareness. And in those momentary awarenesses, when you're plugged in, tapped in, and turned on, like you were at the woods today, think about how you can change your everyday moments at the grocery store, and you'll get the, maybe perhaps you missed that person who could have connected you to something, to something, to something. I mean, in other words, have you ever been at let's just say, for example, you're at a restaurant, but you're normally getting through the meal, or you're getting through, your kids getting through the meal. But when you're really present and you're taking time to talk to people or talk to the waitress, or it's amazing how something shows up or some conversation you have that spurs you on to something extraordinary. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have done the opposite of procrastination. I have used those cues of my everyday moment to say someone has given me their card, or I've heard a certain song that prompted an awareness, or tasted something that remind, and I said, I'm going to do this. Or, in other words, it's a complete guidance system. But we don't really become aware of it until we're in that moment. Do you know what I'm saying, Tippi? Is this making
sense? I know exactly what you're saying, and I would really like to invite you to follow us right here on top of this link. If you're listening to the show, you have the link right in front of you. Push that follow button on top so that we can send you an update and let you know when in April we're going to be right here, so you can call in and give us your story, either inspiration or frustration or whatever it is that you would like us to talk about. Because really what this is about you, and it's about your ability to get over that so-called procrastination, because we know really what procrastination is. It's an illusion, and it's an illusion that can grow if you don't just understand what it is. And just like they say, when you face your fear, the fear disappears. And when you face procrastination, it becomes inspiration instead of exactly what Jennifer just said about the restaurant. That's the moments that happen to you. So we really want to hear your story, and we really want you to think about what might be some of the reasons you're not doing what you want to do. Come to us, think about that, write down some of the reasons of why you think you're not doing what you want to do. We've gotten answers like, maybe you're afraid of failure, maybe you're afraid of success, but whatever it is that you think, maybe you don't have enough resources, maybe it's your environment, maybe you think it's your workplace, whatever it is that you think it might be, write that down and come to our meeting next time. If you click on that link, follow right above, you will get, not only will you get to listen to this for free, you will also get to join us. We'll send you the information, how to join us, when to join us. And if for some reason at that moment you cannot join us, we will send you the archived copy so you can listen and you can actually, what we want to do right now is lift you up to the next level. That's what it's all about. I know that Jennifer is committed to that, and I'm committed to have you lifted up together with us. You know, we're one of you. We're not here on top, or you're on the bottom, or you're on the bottom, and you're on top, and we're on the bottom. We're all together going to get lifted up from a life of procrastination, and we all have that, to a life of inspiration where we can support each other with all the little issues that we think. Some of the answers you might get of why you're not doing it could be a physical distraction. My husband yells too much. That could be a great reason not to do whatever.
Well, and because the real sadness here, the real loss, is the world loses out on the uniqueness that is you. And that is the real loss, because we each have come here with a stunningly unique note to sound in the symphony of life. And the symphony of life would be quite dull if we were all the same. It would be a monotonous, dull tone. And we each have a part to play in this. And when we procrastinate, unfortunately, we literally and figuratively put off what we're here to do and to contribute. And again, I want to say that one of the biggest problems is when we hear this, we internalize our cultural belief pockets of that have been talked about and passed down, that this has to be some monumental contribution. And again, I'm not saying this at all. I'm saying quite the opposite. Your contribution is in the mundane. It's in the everyday. And that's what my message is, because that is life. Life is those moments and those day-to-day awarenesses. That those ticker tape moments are not realistic. And we've bought into this notion that it must be that way. You know, it's a Kardashian moment. And no disrespect to them, but, you know, that's probably not going to be our lives. And you know, if you wait till things are perfect and you are the perfect weight and everyone's running on all cylinders, you will actually wait until it's too late. And that is the sadness, that is the shame, because there is never going to be a perfect moment, because life wasn't made to be that way. Life was designed so that you could launch on the imperfect, messy moment, so that we could learn and then teach and show others how wondrous it could be to be in the sandbox playing with all the mess. It's not about the perfection. You know, it's not about the tidiness and, okay, what if I miss my plane? If you miss your plane, you'll get another one. In fact, you probably will meet someone extraordinary to talk to before you catch the next one. And I can tell you that firsthand, because I just got back from Colombia. I was in Cartagena, and my flight was canceled twice.
Wow.
I could have thought, well, you know, but you know what? I'm really of this mindset where it becomes an opportunity. And sure enough, I met a two people who owned a travel agency, and I got a booking from this, who they want me to speak with them, because I said to them, I understand you have an outer journey where you take people and you show them beautiful places, but what about the inner journey? And we began this marvelous discussion that, of course, couldn't take place in a half hour, an hour, and sure enough, the universe conspired and canceled my flight again. So it postponed it. And so we needed more time. But these things are about, you know, accepting what is. Again, these are little offshoots on procrastination, but there is never a perfect time. The time is now. The time
exactly.
is now.
So whatever it is that you write down of why it is that you are not doing what you're doing, what you think stands in your way, and it can even be something like you're upset about the news and you're distracted with the current events are so horrible you can't do it until you wait for the results. Whatever it is, write that down and bring it to us. Tell us about it. Call into the show. Call in for us live on the air, and we will talk to you on your own personal level. Now, that is something really hard to find. It's really hard to find, and that's exactly why we're doing this, because we want the community. We want to talk to you. We want to talk to everybody. So no matter what it is that's happening, whether it's missing a flight or could be a million other things that you think are setting you back and holding you back, on the contrary, it's giving you opportunities. And Jennifer just gave you one example.
Well, Tippi, I think that's a good question. I actually think what you brought up is a great point when people say, well, I don't like what's going on in the world, or what if they say, a lot of people say to me, I don't think I have the right stuff or the right, you know, degree or the right, you know, qualifications to do X, Y, Z. And, you know, it's a common question of not being enough or being not good, you know, not being enough or being too much. Some people think another common question is, well, you know, I have this, this, and this, and I don't seem to be, you know, qualified to do X, Y, Z. But these things, you know, is this really true? You know,
Right, and that's exactly why I want them, everybody, to bring those answers here. I want them to bring it to us so we can actually explore it and see the validity of it, if it really is valid. And if it isn't valid, then you can actually go forward. So that would be removing a huge block with very little work, without 1,000 years of therapy and a million books that you buy that you never read. We can actually do it together, because really that's what life is all about, is connecting with people and helping each other with our own little stories to make this whole planet a better place. You just help one person, and the ripple effect
right.
could be really, really big. So I'm very
right.
excited about this series, Jennifer, and I know you are too.
I am too, and I think just for people who are listening to the recording or doing the playback, for that last question, though, Tippi, we should probably explore that, because I think that what I would say, again, and I did promise to go into the worth issue, because I think procrastination has a lot to do with the worth issue. How well am I able to receive? You know, and how can I receive? You know, what is the bounty there for me, and how worthy do I feel about receiving that? And you know, when there's a question of, you know, what about this in the world, and do I have enough qualifications to do that? You know, a good exercise to do is this really true? And who would I be, or what would I do differently if I were not thinking this thought? Because let's talk about, it's really these thoughts that hold us back. And examining what a thought is, which is really a belief that we think is a truth, you know, dissolving these or critiquing these thoughts are really what's holding us back.
Exactly.
You know, our brain
is just
a receiver. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just want to add that all those barriers are really perfectly 100% valid. It's perfectly legitimate. It's actually even empowered you not to do what you want to do. So it's not something that it's not valid or not. We're not saying that it's not a valid reason. It definitely is, and that's exactly why we want you to bring it to us, so that we can actually together take a look at it. So procrastination may be even an okay response to some of the circumstances once in a while, but as you get to understand yourself and, like you said, get that self-worth and understand that you do know that you are worthy, things begin to change. Things begin to change in a very little way, and then in a bigger way, and then in a bigger way.
Well, that's true, and it's like exercising a muscle. I think that you can start out with baby steps, and you can start to make decisions based on your living or point of view. You know, for some of us, it may be, you know, procrastinating. It depends on your bucket list. Is it skydiving that's on your bucket list, or is it just merely talking to your next door neighbor that you've been really procrastinating about because they have done something that you don't like? Maybe they put up a fence or something. You know, these are, you know, all of these are valid concerns of speaking your truth or doing something that unleashes part of your you know, deepest, darkest soul. It's this urges these beautiful ways to be expressive in the world. And, you know, why do we put them off? Why do we not feel worthy of taking a step towards it? So it's examining those thoughts that hold us back and the worthiness that we feel keeps us hidden from taking that step.
Exactly. And with the few moments that we have left, I just want to add that, Jennifer, procrastination has been something that could be even a small thing. It could be something that is so easy to do, and after you do it, you're like, why did I wait so long to do it? You don't really understand it. Didn't
right.
you ever find that it was like the tiniest little things that we just don't do and it really needs to get done?
Yeah, yeah, and you feel like a world of relief is off your shoulders. Yeah, it's something you refuse to acknowledge or believe, and it's once done, it's phenomenal, the freedom that you feel. Yeah, it's almost like when you make a phone call, oh, I have to call my mother-in-law, I'm going to put it off, and then you do it, ah, oh, it's so much better. I've had the conversation I needed to have with her, whether good or bad, it feels great. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about, and I would really like to once again remind you to follow us right here. All you have to do is click that button on top that says follow. You can also leave a remark here below. You can also listen to this on iTunes. I will post it on iTunes once we're finished. All you will have to do is follow the link, and all you're going to do is get it downloaded. We'll make it really simple and really, really easy to follow, easy to do, and easy to overcome. And that way you can also come back to us and tell us, I've tried this that you suggested and how it worked out. We definitely want to hear success stories also. Even though
yeah.
we're also the problem. Yeah,
so yeah, and if I could say one more thing, yeah, I would just say, listen, it's a fallacy to think we don't have the time in the world to do this. We have the time to learn to be everything that we came here to be. The universe has been unfolding us as us for 13.7 billion years, and we may have another 13 billion years to go. So this is what time is for. Be compassionate and gentle on yourself. And I know that this is the reason why Tippi and I have developed this whole series, is to be compassionate and develop on each other and ourselves. This is the reason why. This is not another thing to think that you're wrong. I'm doing this wrong. This is just to learn and grow and to expand into, you know, examining our thoughts and who we are.
Exactly, exactly. So that's our passion. That's what we're committed to doing. So before we go, I just want to remind you, come back with a few reasons what you might think some of the reasons are that you're not doing what you want to do. A few of the reasons that you might think about, write them down. Write them down on your computer. Write them down in longhand. Write them down on a napkin. It doesn't matter. Just write it down.
Oh, and I forgot my website, too. I have to
yes.
tell you, if you do have a suggestion or a question, a quick question, you want to get back to us, and it's Jennifer Schutemacher, and it's a tough name, I know, Schutemacher. The Dutch name, they did it to me. Jennifer Schutemacher .com or jennifer.schutemacher@icloud.com. We're excited to be launching a new website next month, so it's going to be a really phenomenal site. So thank you so
awesome.
Much
and
for
if you want to email us, you can email us at efactorshow@gmail.com if you have any questions and you're too shy to go to the website, which is Jennifer Schutemacher, Schutemacher, right?
Yeah, Macker, yes, I know.
It's really
so
easy
difficult.
Once you get it. Once you get
yeah.
it, it kind of flows on your tongue. But before you get it, it looks scary to even try.
It does. Jennifer S., how about that? Jennifer S. That's an easy
exactly.
way to do it. But
exactly.
Yeah, but
so,
before we procrastinate any longer, we will have to end the show.
Yes, we do. We have 30 seconds left to just tell you guys that we're looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much for listening. We have come to the end. Time just flies when you try, when you're really having fun and you're really doing something that you love. Time flies by. I have no idea
yeah.
where this half hour disappeared, but it really did go fast.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to hearing from you. We will see you again in April, and we will let you know exactly when and where to call in. All you have to do is follow that link here. You have the email. It's efactorshow@gmail.com. You have jennifershudermacher.com, which is also, again, SCHUITEMAKER.com. So we'll be looking forward to hearing from you, Jennifer, and until we meet again, have a magical day.
Thank you. Bye, guys.